रस इज मधुर, कृष्ण इज मधुर रस, हिमसल हिमसल माधुर्य कादम्बिनी। कादम्बिनी मीन्स क्लाउड, समूह, मेघ का समूह। So many clouds.
Cloud banks.
Eh?
Clusters of clouds. Cloud banks. Yes.
Cloud bank.
Big.
Bank.
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 So many
bank.
Clouds coming together.
Bank of clouds. Cloud banks. Are called Kadambini. This Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya means begins from Shraddha, comes to Nishtha, then comes to Asakti and Bhav. And upon Bhav, the rush from, the moves from Ragatmik Bhakta, Sakhya Vasalya Madhur, comes, then it becomes Prem. And prem goes up, then it becomes sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so many things. No? The clouds here, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Transferred in the shape of bank of clouds, and from them what?
Rain.
Rain is coming. Rain of mercy. It is so powerful that the air which touches these clouds or the shadow of clouds it flows to the area of Marubhumi, desert, touching these clouds, and when it goes to the deserts, all the plants, all the creepers, all the trees which were dried from roots, new roots came, sprouts came out and became so but
green
with fruits and everything, very sweet fruits. Then you can guess that where the rain is coming and going, what will be the stage of that place where the rain is going on, and where the rain is coming, a very big bad.
Flood
is coming. And it makes everything drowned in it. Everything. This is the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never given to one. Only in these. This is the main purpose of Madhurya Kadambini. Shai begin.
Gaur Premanande.
Hari Hari Bo.
Yeah, let's go.
No?
This book is has so much great thinking. So, Sadharan, Sadharan means
ordinary.
General person should not read this book. Those who have so much Shraddha, they should read and learn this book. Those who want to do Hari Bhajan, they should actually follow this book. Otherwise, they will not understand. If anyone has Shraddha, Shraddha means Shraddha on his Guru, Shraddha on Guru Parampara, then he should read this. Without Shraddha, anyone tell that this book has been made by only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but no connection with Mahaprabhu and Haridas or anyone. So, actually, Shraddha makes the qualification to read this book. We have honor for our Guru. It is right. But if a disciple of any Guru has no honor for their Guru Parampara, then he has no honor for his Gurudev. Understand? Do you understand? यदि गुरु परंपरा पर किसी शिष्य का आदर नहीं है तो इसका मतलब है ये गुरु पर नहीं है. इफ एनी वन नॉट ऑनरिंग हिज गुरु परंपरा देन ही ऑल्सो डज नॉट हिज गुरु बट ही डज बट आर्टिफिशियल ही शुड रिस्पेक्ट ऑल एनी वन who is doing Harinam, he has not taken initiation from anyone, I honor them. Because he is taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna name. So I must honor if I am Vaishnava. And if I am not Vaishnava, then he is depreciated. So anyone, an ant, a hog, pig, if he is taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, I should honor. We should not see that he is a bogus person or he is not my god brother or he is not in this, our line. He is not in our group. We should be very proud minded. Then he will read this book. Anyone Vaishnava comes, anyone Vaishnava, we should honor. If he is senior, we should do
Dandavat
Pranam. And if he is junior, then from where you are coming? And gladly talk and this we should do. And if he is our God brother and very much affected to us, affected means?
Affectionate.
Then?
Affectionate.
Like this. And if his Purush and I am Istri, no word but do pranam. They should read this book, otherwise not. So, those who have very deep vishwas, faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and his siksha,
teaching,
they should read this book. Those who have very faith, deep faith in Krishna name, They should read this. Otherwise, no. There are so many sadhan bhakti. There are so many kinds of sadhan bhakti. Shamanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, darsakhyatmanivedanam. Except this, all there are so many. These are nine kinds. There are 64. It may be more than that. Beyond nines, to do pranam to Vaishnava, this is also, in that it has not been told. To regard Tulasi, to regard Mahaprasadam, to regard Nirmalya of Krishna, to take Charanamrita, to Sat Charanam, all kinds of. Also to honor for cows, honor for Vrindavan, or any dham where Krishna has done any lila. So, there are so many sadhana, but among them, Krishna Nam Sadhan is
topmost.
Krishna Nam, to chant Krishna Nam and to take the ashray of Krishna Nam, shelter of Krishna Nam, does not mean that we should not hear Harikatha, only chant. If Harikatha is going, I will give
cotton.
Yes. Or I will do pranam and go up.
Yes.
This does not mean. We will not take Mahaprasadam. It does not mean. We will not honor our Gurudev. It not means. Doing all things, but thinking that Nam is Himself Krishna. And by name everything will be done. What we want. Krishna Prem can be done. But originally and first we should have to hear Harikatha. What is name? How to take name? Everything you should have to adopt. Mahaprabhu has given only this shiksha, shikshashtaka. There is shikshashtaka. It came from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also explained there and in the books of all other Goswami detail. From authentic books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Haridas Thakur was taken his birth in a Muslim family. He born in a Muslim family and in Buran Gram. After some time, he began to chant Harinam automatically. No introduced by any guru or any guru. For the past previous birth sanskar he used to take automatically and giving up his house, home, nearby place, he made a kutir. Kutir means
cottage.
And he began to live there. He used to take some. Next, Thakur is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected Amachukhelaks. He has selected some Bandhukara. Are you Parda Dev or some? There are some qualified persons like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Advaita Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And by them, he has preached over whole India. Especially those who are qualified for a special thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Uttar Daitva responsibility on them. Like Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakhs name, so he made him Namacharya. Sarup Damodar, he was very expert in all kinds of Siddhanta, especially Raganuga Bhajan. And so he gets the whole responsibility of this thing on Sarup Damodar. And under him, Rup, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath and all other, he get them, and they wrote so many books. They established temples and all things in Vrindavan, in everywhere. He get the responsibility of preaching on Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They preached all over there. He get the responsibility of Raganuga Bhakti also on Raya Ramananda. He was so expert. Likewise, he divided the responsibility of all these things on qualified persons. These facts have been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially his writing on Haridas Thakur, that he was Namacharya. He used to take usually daily 3 lakhs time. And with so much regard, he was expert in Nam Siddhanta also. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri and he was sitting alone on the bank of sea in evening. Sun was setting, the red kiran.
The sky was becoming red.
Away, and whole sea was covered with red gulal. As Krishna gave gulal in the mouth of gopis and moon gifts in Prakriti. Prakriti means?
World.
Prakriti means? What?
Universe?
Planet.
Nature. And whole nature was colored with red, with kumkum. Like this, whole sea was covered with red color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and doing Hare Krishna Hare. In the same time, Haridas Thakur came there. And he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and called and gave his hand on the heads of Haridas Thakur and told, I am so anxious for the worldly unconditioned souls. They are in the shape of trees, creepers, wild beasts, the animals of sea, animals of land, and those who cannot walk like mountains, rivers, they are also souls. And the souls in Mohammedans, Christians and all others, they do not know who is Krishna, what is Jeev, what to do, our duty. So I am thinking that how they should be
saved.
Saved. Then he told Haridas Thakur, don't worry for this. Why? Because I know that you have preached names kirtan loudly, to do loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking that you have started also Nagar Sankirtan, by which all Vaishnavas will go to everywhere, alone, if going with 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs, and they will go to see two forests, to one village to another village, one city to another city, and they will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And all the cows and the ox, lions, tigers, deers, serpents, what?
Scorpions.
And every person, whether they will be of any caste and creed, they will hear, listen. And by listening, yet they will be. Go to. Where? To Krishna and serve Krishna. If anyone chanting, to chale paka. যখন আসবে তখন
চলিং
ইন মাইন্ড ইফ ই চান্স নট লাউডলি বট টন ইজ মুভিং দেন ইট উইল বি 100 টাইমস বেটার অ্যান্ড ইফ ইট ইজ ডন বাই sounds that others may be me here, then it will be more 100 times. And if so loudly Hare Krishna, that for a long distance it will be heard, then it will be 1,000 and 1,000 times more better. So you have done by what? Look at here.
Yes, where
began kirtan, established kirtan. And after that he, Mahaprabhu told, if anyone want to practice Hari name, how he should take name? Then he told that there is Namabhas, there is Nam, there is Shuddhanam, there is Vishuddhanam. There are so many kinds of. আরে বন্ধ কর সুখে লাগছে. দের আর সো মেনি কাইন্ডস অফ নেম, বট রিয়েল নেম ইজ উইথ অ্যাফেকশন অ্যান্ড বাই হ্যাভিং ইনিশিয়েশন ফ্রম বন্ধ করো না তাই চট মার দেবে ইয়ে তাই ধরে আ যাও গুরুদেব অ্যান্ড টেকিং ইনিশিয়েশন ফ্রম হিম. And with relation, sambandha gyan, we should take. He told that what is Namabhas, what is Shuddha name, what is bona fide name. He told all these things. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Each letter, Ha, Re, Kri, Sna. Ha, Re, Krishna. In Kri, Ka, Ri, Tu. Shna, Sha, Arna. Each have a different meaning. goats or good things.
So, in this book he has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he has replied. And like Raya Ramananda was washed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied. And it came in the whole words here. Tho Chaitanya Chaitam, Tho Raghunath Das Goswami, Tho Krishna Das Goswami. Now you are testing the fruit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected it from Chaitanya Chaitamrita and all other bona fide books, and he has given in one book like Hari Nam Chintamani. Chintamani means? What is the meaning of Chintamani?
Jewel.
A jewel.
That anything you touch it will turn into.
Anything will be desired, he will produce at once. So this is, it is Chintamani like. It can grip even Krishna Prem, Radha Prem, Gopi Prem also it can give. So he has given all the sadhan pranali. What is meaning? Process of taking Harinam and the sadhan process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected all these things and he has teached. Now you are beginning. Where is Shamla and Brinda and all others?
FRO, police officer. They all went to police station.
All? At first Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Gadai Gauranga Jaya Jahannamajiva. He is giving Jaya ka kya hoga?
Glory.
He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combination of Krishna and Radhika, inner side Krishna, upper side Radhika. All the parts of the Krishna body is covered with the all parts of Srimati Radhika's body. Also their moods are also combined. And they have become in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is glorifying him. Also Jannava Jivan. Jannava? The Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Jannama Jivan means Nityananda Prabhu. He is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Ashritapati Advaita. Sita has done Advaitacha. And also Srivas Adi Bhaktavan. Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, all. He is glorifying to all. Why? That I am beginning this book for the welfare of all conditionals,
jiva.
So their mercy should come to me that I can end this book. And I can write the mood of Haridas Thakur here and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this, anyone cannot enter in bhakti riddle. Once I told you that Lavanas Jaladhitire Nilachala Mandire Daru Brahma Purusha Pradhan. On the bank of Nilas Ocean, Nil means yellow,
but
blue ocean. Where currents are coming repeatedly. There is a very big temple, Jagannath temple. And in it, Daru Brahma, Purna Brahma, Daru means wooden, But he is Brahma in the shape of wood, but not wood, in the shape of, and he is full, what?
Full,
complete.
Full wrong.
God, himself God, personality, yeah,
Sakshat
Daru Brahma, Purush Pradhan, Jagannath Purush. He has come from Golok Vrindavan to save conditional souls and to give his blessing to all. And so he is called Pati Pavan. To the persons they want to fulfill their worldly desire, easily he throws to them. And those who want moksha, he also gives moksha. Moksha are of two kinds. First, to give up all worldly desires and asakti in world, asakti
attachment.
Attachment towards worldly things. This is moksha, and to annihilate in God, nirvisheshman. This is of one kind. And secondly, moksha is to have the service of lotus feet of Krishna. These two kinds. In this धाम का क्या होता
है?
होली प्लेस होली
अबोर्ड
राधा एंड कृष्ण टुगेदर बींग गौरंग टेकिंग संन्यास लिविंग हिज मदर एंड वेरी ब्यूटीफुल किशोरी विष्णु प्रिया weeping Haribol, came to this holy place by the order of his mother. And one reason was that if I will go to Vrindavan, all will know that I am Krishna. To hide this fact, I am simply a Gauranga, the son of Jagannath. Anyone will not know me. So I should hide here and save all worlds. Why? He will come to Vrindavan and then it will be disposed that he is not, he is Krishna. Because when he will come here in Vrindavan and see Jamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, deers of Vrindavan, kakus of Vrindavan, and dancing peacocks here, keka keka, kiyalare, koi siddhir diya ka. But he will at once wishing like Krishna. Radhika mood will go away. So everyone will know that, oh yes, he is Krishna. That is why very cleverly he took the order of her mother and went seaside in Jagannath. Understanding something? So he came in the disguise of a sannyasi there. Actually he was not sannyasi. He was dhurta, kapati,
pretender,
and great cheater. That is why he stolen the beauty of Srimati Radhika and the mood of Radhika and cheated all. In the same way,
There were so many reasons to come to this world, to establish Yuga Dharma, to change the modes of Daityadana, devils, like Jagai Madai, like myself, and so many. And he went to south and he changed the modes of all persons. They began to do Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They became all Vaishnava. So this is Yuga Dharma. And he lived in the house of Kashi Mishra, the guru of the king Pratapurukula. He called his work from various parts of India, from Bengal, from Utkal, from Deccan, in South India, and from other parts. Haridas Thakur ran away from Bengal. Sarup Damodar became mad and at once came to Puri in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rai Ramand left his all governorship and everything and became mad and he attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Sanatan and all Vaishnavas from everywhere. They were what?
Attracted.
And leaving every jobs and everything, they came to Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy to all. He told his Harikatha in so many ways, in hidden way. He gave so many things, Bhakti Siddhanta, in the heart of Rai Ramananda. And again he took it and became a Ratnakar. Ratnakar means ocean of jewels. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a very deep mood, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav Pai. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Rakshana. And his heart was coming through eyes. Yes, yes. His big heart seemed that there is nothing in his heart. Everything had come out. Here he came by the way of Siddhabakul. Siddhabakul is in Puri near Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this place, this bakul tree, and told him that you should make a hut here and you should be here. And from there you will chant Hare Krishna and I will hear. One day he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you tell me how all the conditioned soul will be liberated and they will have this service of Krishna? Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his laps and he began to weep bitterly. And he washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his tears.
महाप्रभु के क्या सो मच बेस्ट ही बिकेम
हियर स्टैंडिंग ऑन एंड
हियर स्टैंडिंग पुलकि
इरप्शंस
एंड हिज थ्रोट वर्क बिगन टू
चोक अप
चपटा He answered the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the conditioned soul will be liberated. I am so worried for this thing. Haridas Thakur, by being so standing here, choked, what?
Voice
choked, and tears in eyes, hands holding hands, having the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, Oh Prabhu, your pastimes are so deep, anyone cannot understand. You dance whole world like a puppet, having the thread in your hands. All are seeing that puppets are dancing, but not they are seeing that anyone is doing so. You can do hundred of tasks solved by one thing. You can shoot in one
one
goalie.
One arrow.
And arrow so many birds. I am Akinchan. Akinchan means?
Nothing.
You are Akinchan? I am Akinchan. I am Sukinchan. Not Akinchan. He is Akinchan. His pocket is so heavy. My pocket is something. We have this thing. We are not Akinchan. Haridas Thakur was Akinchan. Mahaprabhu was Akinchan. Rup Sanatan were Akinchan. If anyone gets something, he gets it to Jamuna or in the sand, throwing everywhere. And I collect it and give him back. No? So if anyone wants to do bhajan of Krishna, he should be like. Also, I have no wisdom. Wisdom, you know, buddhi. No good mind. No vidya. No education. No wise. Nothing I have. Only your lotus feet are everything for me, nothing else. He is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, be surrendered to Krishna fully. Having nothing, what you have, you have to give everything in the lotus feet of Krishna. No buddhi, no vidya, nothing. Like Haridas Thakur. He has not gone to school. He has not gone to anywhere. He has the society of Raghunath Das Goswami, Jadunandan Acharya, Advaita Acharya, and like this. Nothing. So if we want to do bhajan, we should be like that. That is why we are not proceeding towards bhakti. Why? We are not talking. We have so much wisdom. We can discuss anything. We know everything.
I don't know anything. I can't discuss anything.
And that is why we are so clever. So bhakti is not common. If there is anyone is clever, wise, having so many money, everything, then he will nothing.
Sarvata Vaidya Prasad,
प्रभु बोले एहन अयोग्य जने प्रश्न करिय कारण व्हाई यू डिड प्रश्न व्हाई डिड यू क्वेश्चन मी व्हाट कैन आई टेल बट इफ यू व्हाट
एम्पावर मी गिव मी योर
एम्पावर मी एंड यू ब्लिस मी and bestow your mercy, then I can tell anything by your mercy. Otherwise I cannot do. So, Prabhu, I am telling something that you have given in me, and you kindly hear this. But today. Why you have question me, because I don't know, I cannot answer, but you are Swayam Prabhu, you are Hansal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you have come to know this, only to
propagate Nam Sankirtan, save, liberate souls.
You should know what is the meaning of Udhar Karna. Again, Udhar Karna means what? Mukti from the misery of this world and to keep the shelter of your lotus feet you have come. If you will give me shelter of your lotus and loving affectionate lotus feet, then I may be glad. I will be consolated. Consolated means?
Pacified.
Unlimited names, unlimited collection of qualities, good qualities, and your this beautiful face and this body is ocean of love and affection and sukh, happiness. Very good. You have, by your mercy, you have
part two. One by yes, and another for just that.
Part two. Give one to her. Very good, girl. Very. You have manifested your unlimited pastimes. You should be merciful to me that I may test them and serve you forever. You are son, but not ordinary son. You are Chinmay son. Chinmay, you know?
in my son, who gives light to sun, and he gives light to Brahma, he gives light to Golok Vrindavan. And I am Kiran Khan.
Rays of sun.
The dust of rays. One dust. So little particle I am. You are Prabhu, I am your eternal servant. By Swarup. By Swarup. But now I am not serving you. But by Swarup, there is something in our soul, the potency of serving. But that jeev, that soul, conditioned souls, may easily take your name, which is as powerful as you, and by that they can serve eternally to you. So I am a very little dust of the race, so I have no knowledge, I have no Swarup Shakti, I have no knowledge. So how I can answer your questions? Yet I will try to obey your orders. But I see what I will tell, I will tell if you
inspire,
if you manifest your mercy and knowledge, and that the same thing I will speak from my mouth, but actually there will be the mood of yours. So what you will make me speak, I will speak only that. You should not take my dosh and goon.
Merit
or
demerit.
Because I am jeev, I am conditional soul. I don't know what is wrong or right. So I will speak for your pleasure. But it may be that it may be wrong or right. So you should excuse me. I'm saying this, he began to answer the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What?
How can the living entities like trees and animals, birds and beasts,
animals and demons, and in the shape of man, but not man, they are four-legged animals. I know that Krishna is so much Karuna, merciful, so much merciful. Without any reason, I have to be merciful.
Causeless
mercy. Merciful. And I also know that his ocean of rush, and he is also Rasik Shekhar. Understand? So, by the two reasons, he descends in this world, and he does so many rasapurna
pastimes. And by that he also have your mercy to rescue all the conditioned souls from this world, miserable this world. He is also Sarveshwar. Sarveshwar? Sarveshwar means
God of,
he is God of God. And he is also, he has wishes. So, by his power, by his Shakti, he does it very easily. He comes in this world from Golok Vrindavan. And by that Yogmaya, Swarup Shakti, he bestows his mercy to whole world. And that is without cause, causeless mercy. So I think that I have no qualification for anything to have his mercy, but yet his mercy is causeless and sprinkled everywhere, so by chance it may come to me. No? So this is only hope I have. Otherwise, if a conditioned soul is in free, in an ash, in an ant, and any tree in very, very dense forest where anyone cannot go, how can he have the mercy of Krishna? Because Ramchandra came in the, Krishna came in the shape of Ramchandra, and he went on foot everywhere with Lakshmana and Sita and played so many pastimes here and there from Himalaya to South India, everywhere. He may go to all other places. And so many body like Kurma, Varaha, understand? Kurma, what is called? Tortoise. In the sense of tortoise, tortoise can go lakhs and lakhs miles. There are some fishes. They can go everywhere from England to Pacific Ocean and here and there. And they know that this is their place and touring, and again they will come. Like you can come from America here and again you can fly there.
Can't fly there.
Huh?
I can't fly back there.
No? No. You don't mind?
Not possible.
Not possible? After 5 years?
No.
Achcha. So, like bird, guru, Hishan's guru, everywhere. He sent Kagho Sundi in the shape of crow. Hanuman as a monkey, everywhere. When they were searching Sita, Hanuman and all the monkeys of Ram, taking the name of Ram, 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 and the whole world and such, everywhere in the nook and corner of the jungles and everywhere in the everywhere. They searched. And by this they preached Hare Krishna or Hare Ram Ram. Ram. No? Like Narad singing on Veena, Radhika Ramana Name. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. tun 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 Radha Raman Hari Govind. In this way, that tour everywhere, himself Krishna in the shape of God, 24 are more than them, and by their order, his powers in the shape of Rishi, Muni, Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, the whole world too. And thus they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, more than these. That cows, animals, all the person can hear all these and easily go out of this world. These powers, Sarup Shakti, is always situated in the heart of Krishna, in the body of Krishna. So Krishna is always with Shakti, with power. Power are not other than Krishna, but sometimes they come in this world in their own shape. Krishna Sarup Shakti is Ladini Shakti. And when it needs to serve Krishna and to give ananda to all, she comes in the shape of Radhika. Sometimes she comes in the shape of 16,000 Mahishis. Mahishis, you know? Sometimes at the shape of Sita, Lakshmi, and so many. But this Shakti always situating in the body of Krishna as a Sarup Shakti. Sometimes Krishna manifests them in the shape of Lakshmi, Radha and all gopis. So it has been told in Vedas. It has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has told in Upanishads. Also Puran and all other authentic books. Krishna is so Vibhu. Vibhu, you know? Yes. What is the meaning of Vibhu?
Vibhu means long, long. Huge, cosmic.
You mean a thing? Greater than everything, greatest thing, in which every world and Golok, Vaikunth, Vrindavan sab may come. There is nothing greater than he is the potency of a very little particle of particle, and he is bigger than mountains and mountains. No? In him a whole world with whole Brahmanda, Golok Vrindavan, can come in his one lomkup. Lomkup, you know?
Four.
And he may live in a heart of an ant. You see, very particle kida.
Insect.
Today I saw very little insect. You are seeing this black, more little than this, and going here and moving. No? In this also Krishna may live. So he is greater than greatest thing, and he is particle of particle. Anu, anu. He has manifested so many things. When he is with Sarup Shakti, Ladini Sambhid and Ladini and Sambhid and Sandini, all kinds of Shakti, when he is combined, then his answer, answer means power,
are called swansa. Swansa. Swa-ansa. And when only Anuchit Shakti, that is Jiva Shakti, is combined with Krishna, but no other Shaktis, then from him Vibhinansh Jiva comes. We are Vibhinansh Jiva. And all the avatars are swansa. We cannot be swans, and swans cannot be Vibhinans. We are a particle heat. Understand? More powerful than any of the worldly things. But yet, it is covered with Maya and becomes conditioned soul. Jiva is Chetan. He never comes in Maya. But yet, the power, the supreme power is Yog Maya Sarup Shakti. She is Achinta. Achinta. Yes.
Inconceivable.
Achinta. Ghatan. Aghatan Patiyasi. She can do anything which never. Never can be done. She can do everything. She can do you as a piece of a stone, and he can make that piece of a stone who can move, talk and do everything. She can do anything. So it is called achinta. We cannot do any chinta of that. We cannot understand, think about that. But we can think by the mercy of Krishna. We can know him by the process what Vedas and Srimad Bhagavat has told. By that process we can understand that Shakti and Krishna also. And we can get the mercy of Krishna and Swarup Shakti. And this is called bhakti process. Bhakti process for those who are swatantra.
Independent. Independent.
They are missing their independence. For them, it is very hard to know all these things. But those who are saranagat ho gaye hain.
Surrender
soul. Without any causeless surrender. I don't know anything. I have surrendered myself in your lotus feet. Then they can know all these things, process. And by adopting this process, they can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So there are three Shaktis, power. Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Jiva Shakti. Three powers. Chit Shakti, Chit Power, Maya, or Jiva Shakti. Three. Jiva Shakti is neither Chit Shakti, neither worldly. Mundane Shakti. Any of them, Jiva is not. So, he can move in that and this. Chit. What? Chit Rajya. And also in this worldly this. So it has been called Tatastha. Neutral. But not neutral. Sometimes there, sometimes here. Like a marginal line. No fixed line. Sometimes it goes in the deep and sometimes it comes up. When the lahar aati hai, waves are coming,
it goes up that demarcation line, and when it subsides, then it comes lower. अनंत बैकुंठ आदि जत कृष्ण धाम इधर कोनो ठीक नहीं जो कौन आती करे कोना एक घंटा आगे करबे कौन दिन आध घंटा
पाठ हम करे
अनंत बैकुंठ आदि जत कृष्ण धाम बैकुंठ इज द धाम ऑफ कृष्ण अबोड ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण धाम गोलो वृंदावन अयोध्या द्वारका मथुरा वृंदावन ऑल आर कॉल्ड बैकुंठ इन बैकुंठ नारायण धाम राम धाम कृष्ण धाम आर सिचुएटेड कृष्ण धाम इज डिवाइडेड इनटू फोर Lowest is Golok, after that Dwarka, after that Mathura, and after that in Braja, first is Gokul, second is Vrindavan, third is Govardhan, fourth is highest top place. In Radhakunda there are two, Radhakunda and Shyamkund. Radhakunda and Shyamkund are one, but there is a demarcation line. Sometimes water goes there and from inner part goes to there. Both are one, but from outside it appears two. Yet Radhakunda is the life of Shyamkunda, and Shyamkunda is life of Radhakunda, both. So we should know all these things. Tomorrow I will. Oh, you will return to Vrindavan? Tell Navadvip Prabhu to come here about 4. With the correction slip of the book. Bhakti Rasayan.
Dandav Prabhu. Kishmachar. Aapni yo to vriddh hoye gele na amader moto.
Haan.